software we use. It's almost a virtual reality, and it's actually heading in that direction. And we can show people what the design is going to look like, and they can sort of imagine themselves in the space. And we can change cabinet styles, paint colors, countertop colors right there in front of them. And it's pretty powerful, and they really appreciate it. And then they know what they're getting when they hand over that first check for the deposit for construction. There's a lot more peace of mind knowing what they're going to get on the back end.
Thanks for tuning into Design Time with Mosby Building Arts. Please visit callmosby.com to schedule your appointment today.
Congratulations to one of the best-run St. Louis companies in the region. Of course, I'm talking about R&R Sanitation Porta Potties. And when it comes right down to it, when you need a porta potty, there's really only one company to call, and that's R&R Sanitation. Whether it is a special event, a wedding, a family reunion, large events, or maybe even construction sites, did you know that most of the top construction firms in St. Louis use R&R Sanitation? Because they're the best. They're bigger. They're 40% larger, which makes for a cleaner toilet longer. They also service in a much more frequent basis. In fact, R&R Sanitation has been so successful here in St. Louis, they are now working in Columbia, Jeff City, and Lake of the Ozarks because so many people have called for their service, they now have had to expand. So for all of your porta potty needs, call R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000. Or rnrportabletoilets.com. And yes, they really do want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
Hi, this is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. I want you to call my friends at Timberline Tree Care. They pride themselves on upfront, no-hassle pricing for customers in St. Louis City or County or Jefferson County. Trees from 12 inches in diameter or less, $200 for removal. Trees for 12 to 16 inches in diameter, no more than $500 removal. You can also go to their website, stltreecare.com, to see their tree quote calculator to get an accurate quote, cost estimate on removal or maintenance of your tree. It's a calculator they invented. While there, you can see their customer testimonials. Timberline Tree Care has only one of seven certified master arborists in the state of Missouri on staff, and one of only two here in the St. Louis area. They also have two certified arborists. They know trees. They're fully insured with liability and workman's comp. They offer tree pruning, removal, fertilization, pest control, aeration, storm cleanup, mulching, and even lightning protection. So give my friends at Timberline Tree Care a call. 636-479-7475. That's 636-479-7475, or their website, stltreecare.com. That's Timberline Tree Care.
Have your floors taken a beating the last few years? I have a solution for you. I've just purchased a truckload of hand-scraped hickory hardwood flooring that you'll have to see to believe. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, president of Midwest Floor. This is a high-quality, 5-inch wide, hand-scraped hickory hardwood floor at an incredible price of $3.59 a square foot. That's right, you can have one of the most durable hardwood floors made. In fact, hickory is 40% harder than oak, and for only $3.59 a square foot. That's 5-inch wide, hand-scraped hickory, and your choice of four gorgeous neutral colors. For only $3.59 a square foot, all with a 25-year wear and finish warranty. So hurry into one of our two stores and take advantage of this truckload offer. That's Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
Hi, it's Jennifer Blome with some great news from my friends at Sound Health Services. They have now opened ENT Now. ENT Now is a walk-in clinic at Manchester and 270 in De Pere Square that offers same-day care for ear, nose, or throat conditions. ENT Now. No appointments necessary. Open 7 to 7 Monday to Friday and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Walk in or call 314-729-0077 or online at soundhealthservices.com. ENT Now.
Vineyard Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
And we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
the trunk stretching exercise to strengthen the nut muscles.
I do those. I do those every night.
Just stretch your trunk.
Yep. Playhouse on the air.
Well, Well, good afternoon and welcome to the June 12th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by First Community Credit Union. I was in there today, as a matter of fact, had to wire a little money. Oh, yeah. They do all the stuff that, you know, your bank can do. We members just think they do it a little better. We'll talk about that and some other stuff. So stay with us. I'd like to wait a year before I tell a joke again. A year, you know, a year apart. I don't know if it's been quite a year. Who cares? It's Monday. It's a good joke. We'll do it. But first, let's do this. Our control board operator is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stiefel Nicholas, which is a member of the SIPC, NYSE. And if you are getting ready to change jobs, it's a great time to talk to Mark and Jason. They can go over what to do with the money in your employer plan. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Levi Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
It's going okay. I'm kind of in mourning. The hockey season ended last night.
And your cousin died.
Yeah, my cousin Dave died Thursday. Yeah, the hockey season ended with the Penguins winning the Stanley Cup and everything.
You okay with that?
Yeah, I'm fine with it. I don't care. I was rooting for Nashville, but you know what? Now I bleed blue again. After the playoffs are over and everything's done, now the Blues will pick it up in October.
I didn't watch it last night, but I heard some of the Nashville fans were throwing stuff on the ice.
That's stupid. I mean,
that's kind of a unwritten rule.
Who is it that throws the octopus on the ice?
Detroit.
That's Detroit. But Nashville, their thing is throwing catfish on the ice.
Oh, my God.
I know, that's stupid.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody.
I'm sorry, Hebe. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. I almost put Bernice in front of Hebe. Hebe doesn't like that. Bernice is in heaven. And Red Boy was at the doctor all weekend. That's in the hospital for a couple of days. You guys know that?
No.
He was upset nobody came to see him. We didn't know you were there. He was in there because he was, you know, when kids are little, they say they get the croup.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And they get this, have you ever had it's not a cough, but it's a...
It sounds like like a wheeze, but
that's
then...
exactly what it was. And the doctor said it was not just a wheeze. What kind of wheeze was it?
Cheese.
It was a cheese wheeze.
Oh,
you get it from eating too much cheese.
Cheese whiz wheeze.
Well, no, just cheese wheeze. Oh. See, cheese whiz wheeze doesn't really work. But you know, have you ever inhaled a piece of food and it gets in your lungs? That's what happened. And if you eat a lot of cheese, they got cheese in his lungs. He got cheese wheeze. He's okay though.
They call that aspirating.
Do they?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Doctor. Thank you, Dr. Strauss. Give it up if you would. Bruce Lippers and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Thank you. We're brought to you by First Community Credit Union. I'd like to thank Patty there today who took care of me, cashed a check for me, and wired some money for me. I know that that's been something you could do for a long, long time, but I'm still blown away by simple stuff like you go to the computer and then tomorrow morning or whatever, somebody else's account has money in it that flew through the air from your account. Now, again, that's not any kind of new technology. There are some things they do that are new technology, and they have all that. Whatever any bank has, your bank has, whatever services, whatever state-of-the-art, fill in the blank, they have it at First Community Credit Union. Don't let the fact that the word bank is not in the name throw you. It is a great place to bank and do all your banking. There are 43 locations, making it the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. And to everybody who's ever gone in and said your AM the PM, thank you, thank you, thank you. For those of you who last Saturday listened to the yard sale from 7 to 9 o'clock with Paul Warner, he thanked you, I thank you, First Community thanks you. That's so important. Tell them that. Now, you want to go in and get some fresh popcorn to look around and ask questions, that's fine. They don't have a problem with that. Just let them know your AM and the PM. Just give it some thought. And think about this. If you can't come up with a really good reason for banking where you bank, and you probably can't, think about joining us. It's a great place to bank. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com. on the road, holiday road. Doesn't have to be a holiday for this guy to hit the road. He hits the road whenever he feels like it, and he must feel like it a lot because he's on the road a lot. He is our modern-day version of Charles Carroll. He is Bill Cleveland. Oh, and he's brought to you by Window World. This is such a change after all the years with the other sponsor, but I'll get used to it. Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States, proudly presents Bill Cleveland. Hello, Bill.
Hey, everybody. Good afternoon. How's it going?
Great. Dan told me you played a little pickleball today. Is that right?
No, I'm actually waiting to play pickleball. So as we get off the phone here, I'll be joining some folks at the Dwight Davis Tennis Center here in Forest Park, where they just added some pickleball courts and are set to add some more, which is very exciting.
It's taken the country by storm. It is.
Boy, it really has. It really has.
And
if anybody's never played before,
I played twice this weekend. I played twice at the lake this weekend.
I always suggest people actually just go and play. Don't watch it on YouTube. Don't read about it. Just go play, because you will not get it until you actually step out on the court and see how much fun it is.
I agree. So, where are we going today?
Well, we're going. It's Monday. We always try to talk about some sort of a museum on Monday. And I thought since we're kind of right in the middle of the baseball season, we'll talk about the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum. And that, of course, is commonly referred to, that's right, as Cooperstown, the village of Cooperstown, New York. I love Cooperstown. There's not an easy way to get to Cooperstown. It's really in sort of the middle of nowhere, but the drive can be a lot of fun. I know we talk about summer road trips, obviously, this time of the year, but for me, fall is the best time just because of the colors. When you are driving through upstate New York, the colors are absolutely spectacular. A lot of people, though, don't have that option, so you're going to head up there for summer road trips. And what I have to tell you, if you are, so I'm 37 years old. If you're in your 30s, early 40s, whatever, and you have your dad around, and like most people, you played ball with your dad, you learned how to play ball from your dad, take your dad to Cooperstown. Plan it tonight. Go online, try to figure out a way to get there. It will be one of the most memorable experiences you will ever have with your dad, and do it while you can. I took my dad there last fall, and while I was there, I ran into a handful of people that noticed that we were there together, and I had a couple of people actually pull me aside and say, you know what, I wish that I had thought to do this while my dad was still alive, and or while my dad could still actually travel. So if you have that opportunity, do it. You will not regret it. We had so much fun. If as a Cardinal fan, you will find the Cardinals are very well represented there. One of the pictures in my new book is actually a photo of my dad standing at Stan Musial's locker, which is in Cooperstown, which is very cool. So
you got a book out?
Yeah, it just came out today.
Thanks for that. I didn't know anything about it.
Yeah. So that is my advice. That's my suggestion. Cooperstown, New York. It's a great little, they call it a village, but a lot of fun. Baseball Hall of Fame. And take your dad, for God's sakes. You will not regret it.
So, all right.
That's that. I'm off to play some pickleball. I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS and on the road.
No, you flipped
somewhere.
It. It's supposed to be
I know. I did. I was trying to be
on the road first.
Oh, man. Keep moving.
Right, hang on.
Stop.
Edit it out. Okay. Take 3, 2, 1. Take it.
I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on the Big 550.
There you go. We'll seam it together. Thank you, Bill.
See you later, bye.
I wonder why Cooperstown. I mean, you'd think it's like, well, but why Cleveland for the rock and roll?
Right.
You'd think it'd be Memphis or somewhere. Ah, what do we know? You could Google it. You can find out anything. A guy by the name of Justin Waits came in here the first hour of the show, and I'm sure that as big a surprise as we were to him, he is a 20-year listener. His dad got him listening, and he wanted to come in. He thinks he wants to get in radio, and I'm sure we weren't what he expected us to be. And he wasn't what I expected him to be. He was about five times better. He was a good guy and courteous, and, you know, it was nice. I enjoyed having him in here. I really did. And I hope he's not listening. But he had the audacity. When I said he did a decent job reading the news, he said, good enough to come in a second time? No. Nobody's that good.
Ugh.
You know, that would be like saying there's somebody else out there as good as me, Peon, or Dan.
What?
Those people don't exist.
Right.
Yeah. Don't get ahead of yourself there, Justin. You were good, but let's not go crazy. Where to start? I lost a couple of people. Adam West, who, quite frankly, most anybody knew about him, and you got to be at least 50 or over, Batman, when he was Batman. And Dave Strauss, Dan's cousin. And I'll let you say whatever you want about him, because he was your cousin. I didn't know him well. He for a while, when we first started here, he did, at my request, I might add, a trivia show during our show. And was it one day a week, I think?
Fridays, yeah.
And he was just terrific. And as somebody said, he was Google before there was Google. You could ask him anything. He was a very large guy, 400 pounds maybe. But what a nice, and I'm sure a great teacher. He taught, what did he teach? I guess
history.
Yeah.
He taught history, and the students.
I bet he was a great history teacher.
Oh, the students loved him.
Yeah.
And he taught at Cleveland High School.
Gone at 67.
Yeah.
Strauss, Mr. Trivia.
And we didn't, I said this on Friday, we didn't really, we grew up together and families would get together and everything. So we were kids and running around and doing all this other stuff. And then when you get older, you kind of lose touch with some of your family and all that. And,
well, you don't have to. You shunned him.
Yeah, I know. I shunned him.
He told me one time he didn't care for you.
Yeah.
He was sorry you were his cousin. That's what he said.
He shared his last name.
Yeah. I know. I know. But then he started working here.
Yeah.
And that was the first time we had worked together, and we would get each other's mail in each other's mailbox and everything and get it mixed up and everything. But then after that, he would call, even when he worked here, he would call me every 2 to 3 weeks just to catch up on some family stuff, talk about the radio business, and then he would always end with a couple of jokes. And he'd always say, "All right, did you hear this one? Have you heard this one?" I said, "I don't know. Just go ahead." And sometimes it was jokes that you've told before. Sometimes it was just really bad, dumb jokes. And he would just go, mm, 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 like that. That's how he would tell the joke and go, mm, mm.
Yeah, he's one of those people, there's nothing not to like. He never gave anybody a reason to not like him. He wasn't mean-spirited. He wasn't in a bad mood.
No, I always thought he was just a nice, gentle guy.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
So rest in peace, Dave Strauss. My daughter-in-law has psoriasis. I'm not familiar with psoriasis. I cannot believe what I saw when I saw her. It is horrible.
It's like a rash, right?
Oh, it's worse than a rash, and it's everywhere.
Mm.
It just... massive, just thousands of bumps, red bumps, like a million mosquito bites.
And
she's
does it
miserable.
Itch?
It's just like crazy. And I said, "What do the doctors say?" She says, 3 to 6 months before it goes away.
3 to 6 months.
Oh, yeah, it's horrible. Is so you folks with psoriasis, I never knew what it was.
Is she taking medication? To help with the itching and stuff.
Yeah, but it's miserable. So psoriasis victims, I get it now. If you're out there, I recorded her scratching. She's non-stop scratching.
Oh,
here's
man.
My daughter-in-law this weekend. See? I told her.
Oh.
There she is.
Poor thing.
All right, now I have an idea. This is an invention idea, and I'm not kidding. I think this is a good one. This is not a joke. You know the rearview mirror in the car? You reach up and you adjust it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Why not a little joystick to adjust it the way you do your outside mirrors? More precise, because sometimes you hit a bump in the road, manhandle it. Just reach down and up, down, left, right. Why not?
Yeah.
I'm going to something. Somebody's going to grab that and make the money that I should have had. High Hill. I'm driving down 70, coming home, and I see the sign, High Hill, 4 miles. Now, I look both directions, up, back. There wasn't a hill, as flat as it can be. How did this place become High Hill? There's not even a low hill.
Oh, that's what the name of the town is?
High Hill, Missouri.
Oh.
You've never heard of it?
No.
Oh, yeah.
High Ridge, too.
No, there's High Hill. There's no hill.
I wonder if there's a High Ridge in High Ridge.
Yeah, I don't know.
Probably not. Tiger Woods, if you haven't seen it, and you get YouTube, go to YouTube, and you probably won't even have to put in the search bar, Tiger Woods DUI. It'll be on the main page. It's worth watching. It's pretty sad. He's out of it. You see everything. Initially, cop the breathalyzer test, say the ABCs. You see him at the police station blowing the breathalyzer. It just goes to show you that when you take too much of some substance to where you don't even know where you are, even the richest, the most famous, just look like another guy who shouldn't be driving. It's pretty powerful. And I guess we should, we need to get to the joke. I want to make sure I do it justice. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Couple's married, and they're in their late 40s, and she has a headache all the time. And she's constantly saying, and not just at night, I got a headache. And her husband is sick of hearing it. And so he was telling some guys at work, and they said, oh, we know the guy. We know the doctor. And they give him the name, said, give this to your wife. So he does, and she goes to see the guy. And she tells him, see, I have a headache. He says, well, when do you have these headaches? She said, all the time. All the time. He said, well, I don't believe in the traditional medicine. I'm a believer in mind over matter, and I have a technique that it works wonders for a lot of people. I think it'll work for you. He said, you go home, you stand in front of a mirror, and you look at yourself, and you just say, I do not have a headache. And you say it like you mean it, and you say it 100 times. That headache will be gone. She says, doctor, I've tried. He said, I don't care what you've tried. You haven't seen me before, have you? She said, no. Go home. Do what I told you. That headache will be gone. So she goes home and goes in the bathroom and stands in front of the mirror and says, I do not have a headache. I do not have. And she remembered what he said, like you mean it. She stared at herself. I do not have a headache. I do not have a headache. And the next thing she realized, it's gone. The headache is gone. Her husband comes home from work. And she runs up and she says, honey, you're not going to believe this. You know that headache? He goes, yeah, the one you've had for 2 years every day. It's gone. She said, it's gone. He said, really? What happened? So she tells him. She tells him about this doctor and what the doctor had her do. And stand in front of a mirror and say, I do not have a headache. I do not have a headache. She said, it works. She says, now I got to tell you something. I'm feeling kind of frisky tonight. Maybe he said, oh, okay, let me get cleaned up a little bit. We'll have dinner. So as the evening gets later and later, she's in the bedroom waiting, and he goes in the bathroom and stands in front of the mirror and says, she's not my wife. She's not my wife. She's not my wife.
Meet me. All right, we're checking traffic right now with Tim Weiland.
They did clear the accident that was on eastbound Highway 270 before, between Lindbergh and 170. Now it's just the normal slowdown, McDonald through New Florissant. There is an accident on southbound Highway 270 just past the Clayton Road overpass. They have moved it off to the right shoulder. It is stop and go from Olive down through the Clayton Road overpass. Then you get a pretty good opening. You're slowing for Doherty Ferry to just a little bit south of 44. Westbound 44 is heavy from Hampton through Shrewsbury. Eastbound down Downtown is now Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. You do have some slow traffic on westbound 70. Thought maybe there was an accident near the Rock Road, but it's just volume because you're running slow Union through Jennings Station, then from 170 out through St. Charles Rock Road. This traffic report brought to you by Account Temps. Are you feeling short-staffed? Account Temps can provide temporary accounting and finance professionals to help with increased workloads. Call them today or visit AccountTemps.com. Account Temps, a Robert Half company. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
You're listening to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with traffic updates from the best in the business. Tim Weiland to get you home.
My job is to get you from point A to point B with the least amount of hassle and the safest way possible.
Weekday mornings, wake up to McGraw in the Morning with Kelly Jackson. You'll get the latest from ABC News, the award-winning KTRS News Department, weather from Fox 2, and the latest traffic updates from the hardest-working traffic guy in radio. Yep, you guessed it, Tim Weiland. Traffic reports when you need them. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Remember when we were kids and there was a family dentist on every corner? Well, that doesn't exist anymore, except in places like Florissant with Bowen Dental Care. You see, Dr. Bowen has rejected selling out to the corporate interests. He still very much believes in family dentistry. That's what you get when you go to Bowen Dental Care, whether it's teeth whitening, cavities, root canals, caps, and yes, of course, dental implants. A lot of people talk about dental implants. With corporate dentistry, you get sent to each different doctor for each different procedure. Well, at Bowen Dental Care, it's a family-run dentistry, and all the work is done by Dr. Bowen right there at his world headquarters on Dunn Road in Florissant. It's not one-size-fits-all, and it's not $25,000. He will sit with you and explain exactly what's going on and how he can custom fit your dental implants. Bowen Dental Care, family dentistry, 314-921-3500 or B-O-A-I-N, BowenDentalCare.com.
At Means Financial Group, our clients don't always see eye to eye on everything. Some people hate risk. Some don't mind it as much. Some people want to leave a financial legacy to their kids. Some don't care about that. But the one thing that everybody seems to agree on is that they don't want to pay more taxes than they have to. Because this is such an important issue to you, we put together a booklet to help guide you toward a more tax-efficient portfolio. And we're making it available for free. To get it for yourself, simply text the word booklet to 555-888. Again, text the word booklet to 555-888. There's no cost and no obligation. We just want to get this booklet in your hands to help you be as informed as possible and avoid paying taxes that you don't have to pay. Simply text the word booklet to 555-888. Again, text booklet to 555-888.
Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Means Financial Group are independent of each other.
Hear that? The birds are chirping. The flowers are blooming. The trees are green. It's spring! The time of year to put your feet up and enjoy the outdoors in your yard. But on what? On that old rickety weathered patio furniture? Instead, head to Suburban Leisure Center to take advantage of tremendous savings on new patio sets. Suburban Leisure Center has a great selection of everything you'd need to have yourself a mini resort in your yard with patio furniture from all the top brands, plus umbrellas and just about everything you'd need that will make you go, ah, on the patio, and a tremendous savings. And because you can actually sit on the furniture and feel the quality at Suburban Leisure Center, it's a lot better than ordering on the internet and hoping it looks like what you saw online.
Sure, this is it. Gee, it looks a lot smaller and lighter.
Isn't it time to replace that old weathered outdoor furniture you've put up with for years?
What are you waiting for?
With Suburban Leisure Center's unmatched selection and prices, you'll get what you need for less. Suburban Leisure Center is on Olive just a mile west of 141, the place with a big red chair. Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
You've decided you're tired of the old windows that don't open and let the fresh air in. You're tired because the screens are broken and the windows won't stay open or stay closed. You've decided you're going to get new windows. Now the next question is, who are you going to call? Well, that's easy. You should call Window World, because Window World's been around a long time. Window World is a bunch of St. Louis guys and gals who are making sure that your next window purchase is done perfectly. First of all, the windows come with a good housekeeping seal of approval. They also come with a lifetime warranty that covers all the parts and glass breakage. They're a great price. Any size white vinyl double hung windows start at $189. You see, Window World, they strive to be the best. And when they first got started 16, 17 years ago in St. Louis, no one heard about them. Now, they're the number one replacement window company in the country, thanks to you, the customer. So, you need windows. That's easy. Window World or windowworld.com.
Friday, join John Bill Roofing and the USO of Missouri for the first USO day and the grand opening of John Bill Roofing's Midwest headquarters. Every dollar you donate to the USO, John Bill will match up to $10,000. Donate by calling 1-800-NEW-ROOF or online at usoday.com. Friday, join me and several celebrities at John Bill headquarters. You could win a new roof or other prizes. Donate at usoday.com or 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Looks like some cable and phone companies are trying to sell home security. But when a burglar sees one of their signs in the front yard, what does it say? Oh, wow, this home has 599 channels. Or, oh, these guys have high-speed internet. But the ADT sign, it says, this family trusts the company whose name means security. So beat it. It's no wonder five times more people choose ADT to protect their homes.
Learn more at ADT.com and to see licensing and terms and conditions.
Hi, John Grayson here, inviting you to join me Friday, June 23rd at the AD Lift Truck Barbecue Fundraiser, all to benefit our wounded veterans. The proceeds are going to Project Healing Waters and Focus Marines Foundation. The barbecue is from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., and I'll be broadcasting live from 10 till 1. It's all for a good cause, helping our wounded veterans who are there for us. It's the AD Lift Truck Barbecue Fundraiser, benefiting our wounded veterans. Friday, June 23rd from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at 5434 Natural Bridge. See you there.
Addiction can affect every family and every neighborhood. That's why there's ARCA. Find out more at ArcaMidwest.com. Whether your family is in the grips of a heroin addiction, maybe it's alcohol, maybe you're a working professional that has an addiction problem. ARCA has outpatient treatment programs as well as short-term and long-term programs to get you back up on your feet. I've seen it work myself. To find out more, 314-645-6840 or ArcaMidwest.com.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
I'm about to utter a four-letter word.
Watch it.
The word is beer.
Oh, I like beer.
Then you'd love the proud winner of the 2010 and 2014 World Beer Cup, Sculpin IPA from Ballast Point Brewery.
Why Sculpin IPA?
Well, their inspired use of hops creates hints of apricot, peach, mango, and lemon flavors, but still packs a bit of a sting, like a sculpin fish.
Hence the name.
Look for Sculpin IPA in your local grocery store or bar, and ask for a Ballast Point Sculpin.
Will do.
Enjoy responsibly.
Always.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine, when you gonna let me get
the worst. That's the worst thing ever. I've ever heard.
Mics are on.
What?
Mics are on.
No. Let's go to Southern California. What do you say? The Coachella Valley, to be specific, and check in with Mike Evans. Brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant. What a fantastic restaurant. And they bring out those warm, like sourdough bread rolls and butter. I wish they would stop that. Don't do that. There are weak people like me who can't turn that stuff down. Annie Gunn's, next door is the Smokehouse Market. They are east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. And never forget that a gift card from either one is something that anybody is going to use. Nobody is going to let that go, lose it, or not use it. And now, from Southern California, fresh, back fresh from his colonoscopy last Friday, Mike Evans.
I'd offer to send you some photographs on me if you wanted some.
No, thank you, but was I right? It's nothing.
Nah, nothing.
Nah, there you go.
You can post the pictures on the refrigerator.
No, thanks. I don't do that. No.
Pop is questioning the name of the hottie who years ago was asked out by President Donald Trump. Years ago, she said thanks, but no thanks. Robin Wright, Pammy Anderson, Selma Hayek. Halle Berry. Hard to believe it was 23 years ago today that O.J. Simpson killed Ron Goldman.
He didn't kill them. What?
On Friday, it'll be 23 years since we all watched the Bronco Chase, and I'll have scoop on the Bronco Chase that you've never heard before when we talk on Friday to mark the anniversary.
Stop it.
I am telling you. Love Nuggets. Paris Hilton and actor Chris Tyler, known for Amazing Spider-Man and the Leftover television show, are getting married, but one of them is demanding a prenup. Any idea who it'd be?
I would think it'd be her.
Yeah, Paris Hilton.
She's a lot of money.
Yeah. Bad news and sad news. Once a woman beater, always a woman beater. Bobby Christine's ex, Nick Gordon, who has been accused of violence in the past, some say he killed Whitney Houston's daughter, Christine, was arrested again last week for beating up his latest girlfriend. Not surprised. Sad, the passing of Adam West, whose first job was a tour guide in Hawaii.
Now, I don't mean to seem disrespectful. When you say it's sad, is it really sad for a lot of people? And most people, a lot of people probably didn't even know he was still alive. I think his life was maybe sadder because of that series. it seemed like he couldn't ever find anything.
Oh, I think he, I loved Batman, but then he found work with Family Guy.
Yeah, but look how many years later yeah. that was, and that wasn't nearly as big. That Batman thing was huge. Even the short run, it was, if you look at it now, you go, you've got to be kidding me. That was a primetime show? It was.
Oh, I still watch it. I still watch it. It's on MeTV every once in a while.
Of course you do, Dan. You would.
I don't know why you're bad-mouthing Adam West.
I'm not bad-mouthing him.
After everything. Anytime I ever saw Adam West, it was always, how's Frank Opinion?
Gee, now Frank I feel Opinion. Bad. Now I
when
feel...
When I die, he's never going to say okay. anything bad about me.
You know what? Now I feel horrible.
Okay.
I feel horrible.
Always a jerk. But still, sorry to report that 91-year-old Jerry Lewis is in very poor shape in a Las Vegas hospital.
I think he's been in poor shape a long time.
I agree.
I can't believe he made it through that prednisone spell. Remember when he...
Oh, he was really big?
You couldn't recognize him. I would not have known who he was. That stuff blew him up so big.
Wonder Woman killed Tom Cruise's mummy. Wonder Woman, much better movie, but so I think Scientology, his poor fathering skills, just a general PR, I think a lot of that stuff, in general, I don't think folks like Tom Cruise.
I don't know too many people like him.
He's like, oh, Tom Cruise movie coming out next month. You gotta be, hey, that's exciting. I don't think that happens anymore. I mean, his Mission Impossibles aren't bad movies.
I don't think it helped that people, when they realized what Scientology really was, I don't think that helped him.
I agree. Top models who are celebrity daughters.
Mm.
Number one, Kayla Gerber. Cindy Crawford and Randy Gerber's 15-year-old daughter already has 3 clothing lines that she has signed with for 10 years. So she's locked in for a lot of money for a lot of time. She's beautiful.
We got to sign on for something for 10 years. Mm-hmm. We got to figure out what that would be.
Maybe on radio.
Nah, nobody's going to lock us up for 10 years.
Yeah. Number two, Michael's daughter, Paris Jackson, who has just got that $2 million deal as the face of Calvin Klein.
Mm.
Number three, Kendall Jenner has deals for men and women's fragrances. Number four, Sophia Richie, Lionel Richie's 19-year-old daughter. And number five, number six, and number seven, Sistine, Sophia, and Scarlett Stallone, Sylvester Stallone's daughters.
Well, he's very proud of them. I talked to him about it.
You don't have it. Did you tape
Mike,
it?
Mike, you told me years ago, tape
always
it.
Always tape it. I told you.
Record,
I hope you remember that this time. This is a big one.
Yeah, record everything. So I did. I spoke to him this morning. I said, you got to be proud of those daughters. Here's what he said.
Well, yeah, you know, you have 3 daughters running around doing stuff, and, you know, I'm disappointing you.
Yeah, it's a proud father.
Wow. That's proud dad right yeah. there.
You got that.
Frank O'Pinion had it on the radio.
Exclusive.
That's beautiful.
Sophia, you.
No, all right,
that's enough.
Turn it out.
Okay. And finally.
Oh,
please. Don't let it end.
Name the name of the hottie who years ago was asked out by President Trump. She said no. Robin Wright, Selma Hayek, Halle Berry, Pammy Anderson.
Ooh, I'll go Pam Anderson.
Selma Hayek.
I'm also going to go Pam Anderson.
The answer is Selma Hayek.
Oh. Hey, before you get away.
Yes, sir. You want pictures of my colonoscopy?
No. Bill Cosby did not testify on his own behalf.
No, he did not. They didn't call a witness at all. They just rested.
You think that was a good idea?
Here's
why I think he should have. This guy's got charm, charisma. If he'd laid some of that Cosby charm on him, I think it might have benefited him. I don't know. I just think he's always had a way of making America like him.
I think that's a good point.
And
I think that's a very good point. I think it might have been a mistake because you're right.
This is the Jello.
People hear him and go, you know what? Well, he really was a great guy. Let's give him the benefit.
Exactly, and that voice would bring back Jello pudding pops and all of Fat Albert. I don't know. It wouldn't have mattered really much of what he said. I just think he connected with him.
He could have bumped into a bunch of stuff on his way up to the the bench.
So they believe the whole blind thing. Yeah, but I can't imagine. I don't know why it's taken this long already. I would have thought this would be done pretty quickly.
It'll be done by the end of the week.
Okay. We'll
see. A couple more days.
All right, you can get out of here now. There he goes. Mike Evans, brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. You know, people come to St. Louis, they go, ooh, the Hill. The Hill's got great restaurants, but here's a restaurant that's in the valley, not the Hill. Hill. In fact, it's down in the valley. Valley so low, hang that head over and hear the wind blow. That was by request. I had a listener email me and said, hey, you haven't done, here's right here. Frank, you haven't done Down the Valley for a while. See if you can get Peon and Dan to sing it with you. Well, there you go.
Wow, how about that?
It's funny. He mentions in the email his parents were astronomers, and he knows about your many playful uses with the planet Uranus. His last name, the family changed their name, and his last name is Uranus.
Whoa.
Yeah. So thank you, Phil. Thanks, Phil, for writing to us. I'm glad to accommodate you there. Matheny, what's so funny?
I don't know. I have
no idea. Matheny Heating and Cooling. Bob was out today. I have another issue. Something is tripping a breaker that should not be tripping a breaker. Now, they're not electricians, but you have to sort of know a lot about electricity if you're going to work on heating and cooling units. I've learned a lot. This unit has its own breaker, and I think it's either 220 amps or 240s. I don't know. I don't even know what an amp is. Ampere, isn't that what it's short for?
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
Amperages, isn't that a thing, too?
I think that's a word, yeah, but they'll figure it out. That's why they do it, and I don't. Look, if you don't really have a heating and cooling company that you can call yours, oh, that's our heating and cooling company, well, I have that company for you. It's Matheny. Matheny Heating and Cooling. As long as you live in St. Louis or St. Charles County, or your business is in St. Louis or St. Charles County, they'd be happy to be your heating and cooling company. 76 years or so, I'm close. After that many years, does it matter, 75, 6, or 7? Not really. A family business, third generation, and they are trained to and qualified to work on everything. So don't worry about the brand, the make, the model, the year. You just need to be in St. Louis or St. Charles County. No business or home, too large or too small. Matheny Heating and Cooling. Matheny Heat. Well, it actually is MatheneyHeatCool.com or MatheneyHeatingAndCooling.com.
Meet me.
All right, time for a final check on traffic this afternoon with Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, we still have some stop-and-go traffic on westbound Highway 70 from 170 through Lindbergh. Southbound 170 is slow between Ladue down through Highway 40. Eastbound 40, Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 40 from about, I guess we're getting closer to Kings Highway now, through McCausland. And southbound 270, you just have a couple little slow pockets now south of the Clayton Road overpass through Doherty Ferry. And that work zone slowdown on westbound 44, Arsenal through Shrewsbury. Staples is your office away from your office with everything you need to print, scan, or fax. Access files from a USB, email, or the cloud, and use self-serve machines to get back to business. Staples, it's pro time. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
Jessica Machetta, KTRS News.
Kent Martin, KTRS News.
KTRS News.
Trevor Phillips, KTRS News.
Jill Enders, KTRS News.
Rick Sanborn, KTRS News.
In partnership with Fox 2 News.
Reporting live here in East Carondelet, Rocky Madden, Fox 2 News.
Live in St. Louis County, Michelle Medeiros, Fox 2 News.
Live at City Hall, Andy Banker, Fox 2 News.
Keep you connected to what's happening in our area. KTRS. Depend on it.
Firehouse Subs is proud to announce that now you can get the big taste of any of their 10 specialty subs in a new flavor-packed small size. New small subs start at just $3.99, and they're under 500 calories each. Firehouse Subs, founded by firemen.
Tim Rice and Andrew Lloyd Webber's phenomenon, Jesus Christ Superstar, at the Muni now through the 18th. Sponsored by Edward Jones. Tickets available at Muni.org or at the Muni box office.
No one wants to be the sweaty guy at work, right? So, pick up some new Dove Men's Plus Care. 91% of guys who use it recommend it.
When smart businesses need to grow their team, they do it on the site proven to deliver. Indeed.com. According to an independent study, Indeed delivers 5 times more hires than any other job site. More hires than the rest combined. And right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing and relevant search results. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
News now from the winner of the Edward R. Murrow Award for Excellence. ABC Radio News from KTRS St. Louis.
Didn't make it. Thank a police officer every chance you get, okay? Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night!
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Jerseyville police say they were just helping a man in medical need. His family is asking, do they really have to tase him?
Violence in the middle of the day. Four people shot in crimes on both sides of the river.
A true effort at St. Louis's reunification. The steps being taken today to find the way forward.
The Jefferson County executive under fire. The effort underway tonight to have him removed from office.
Meet me at the Muni. St. Louis's premier outdoor theater opens for another season. How performers and fans are coping with the heat.
But first on Fox and all new at 6, a Jerseyville man is tased while suffering a seizure. Police say they were trying to help him.
The man's family says officers went too far. Fox 2's Rocky Madden shows us who witnesses are siding with.
It happened here between this pancake house and this convenience store here.